Are you ready to listen to a podcast?
The worst of the High FM Morning Show podcast.
Now you can start listening.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Oh, dear. Oh, wow. Oh, wow. So, this morning...
What's new?
We came into the office and...
Robin started screaming like a girl.
Let me get to it. I did do exactly that. And so I'm at my computer and my desk, and behind me, about a metre and a half away, is George Ryland. So we're back to back, all right? And she's at her desk, and usually we're shouting at each other or there's silence because we're doing some work. And suddenly I see an email, because I haven't checked my emails since yesterday at about 8 o'clock last night. I jump up because I can't believe it. You thought
it's like a screen squeal. I genuinely thought
yeah.
Either the radio station completely crashed, there was a fire, or some kind of horribleness like a massive cockroach or a tarantula. My heart stopped, you know, when you're just saying, what is it? What could be this bad?
And I turned around to George and went, George, look. And you had a look of confusion on your face.
Because where's the fire?
Yeah. And I was trying to get out that it was really good. But I was pointing to my screen and the email on my screen. Look, and I said, look.
I was thinking, yeah, see, the radio station's still on air. I can see it.
I've got Outlook on my screen. Look.
I got an email.
So the email was a...
Just spam. Good story.
Thanks for that, Robin. The email was a congratulations because somehow this radio show has been nominated for, I mean, it's not just a country radio award.
I'd like to use Ray's words. The Oscars of radio.
It's the Oscars of radio. This little radio show in the morning that we've been doing for just shy of 2 years has been nominated for a New York Radio Award, which is...
Is there international?
Which is international, right? It's not a country award. It's not a region award. It's not a continent award. It's a world award.
Imagine how bad the other shows are.
Weekday mornings when you wake up. Yeah, we're sorry.
Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Wake up, get up. It's a brand new day.
This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
High FM.
Oh, I didn't tell you. I didn't tell you my news. I felt very special. Got an Instagram account.
Yep.
I haven't been on Instagram that long. And I went to check my Instagram account. I've been hacked.
Have you?
Yeah.
How did you know?
Well, because I couldn't log into it.
Ah.
I went to Instagram and it was going... Do you want to log in? It's linked to my Facebook account.
Right.
I was thinking, well, I don't know the password. So on Instagram, you can have reset your password. So I went to reset my password. And I noticed down the bottom of the screen, it was going to some Russian email address.
It's the Russians.
I know, right?
So, oh, that's why Putin's been busy this weekend. I knew he was up to something. That guy!
He wanted my 100 followers. So I freaked out. Have you ever been hacked before?
No.
I don't know why. Why would Russian hackers want to hack my Instagram account?
Maybe they'd done everything else in the world. Yeah. It was the only thing left.
Let's do it. Wake up in the morning. This is High FM. This is Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Morning.
Do you know this person's name?
Nope.
I don't think we do, do we? We need to talk royal wedding.
Yes, we do.
Because we haven't spoken about it so far this morning.
And there's one thing which was pointed out to me.
What was pointed out to you?
A seating arrangement.
A seating arrangement.
Bizarre.
Okay. So we need to talk to this person about...
Oh,
hello.
Hello.
That was quick.
Oh, sorry.
Hello, you.
Yes. I'm just about to board a flight.
Are you about to board a flight? Get out of here, are you? This is the lady that we were speaking to last week.
Oh, I was thinking of you, George.
Oh, here we go. Right, this is the lady that didn't invite George to see the royal wedding.
It's mine.
And said, oh, I'll make it up to you and I'll go for lunch with you or something.
Never.
So, yeah, well, she's about to board a flight, isn't she?
She's about to board a flight.
Yeah.
Did you enjoy the wedding?
Did I enjoy the wedding? Look. You don't really want me to say what I think.
Oh, yes, we definitely do.
Actually, I would like your opinion on why the Beckhams were at the back with everyone and the Clooneys were with the royal family in the choir bit. What was that all about?
because the cookies are her friends, apparently. Don't know how. And
this
the Beckham,
girl. Yeah.
Sorry. And the Beckhams are his friends. And I think she also didn't have many family members, God bless, really.
Bless her.
So they had to fill her side up with somebody. I mean, and who gets to George and Emma?
Hey, listen. We don't know your name. We didn't ask it those times that we spoke
you
to you.
Want to, I refuse.
You refuse. All right, that's fine. Where are you going to right now? And
oh, well, I'm supposedly going to Dubai.
Going to Dubai.
Supposedly.
I forgot my passport.
No.
Karma.
So, yes, I know.
Oh, mate.
I have to go back. I'm waiting for the guy to come and get me back and go back.
Oh, how's your luck?
Passport.
That's the thing that you do, isn't
know.
It? Before you close your front door, you go, right, have I got my passport? And you know that you've put it in your bag, but you still check. You didn't check.
Not mine.
Whose passport do you have?
My husband.
Oh. Yeah, that made it work.
Well, you never know. Might do.
You
let it dry. Yeah, exactly. All right, listen.
George, did you enjoy it?
I did, yes, but it was basically 4 hours of women going, look at that hat, that dress though. Really? A little bit
dress?
Tight there.
The dress? We're not saying anything about the dress?
Well, it was pretty much what I thought it would be.
Here we go, guys. Time for the men
dress
to switch off now.
How long have you got?
Here
dress
we go.
Tablecloth. Dress or table.
Oh, goodbye, woman. Goodbye.
Good luck.
And good luck, yeah. Bye-bye.
Weekday mornings.
Get on up. Wake up with Robin Banks and George Ryland.
What are you doing?
Bragging on WhatsApp. Trying to find people that are awake.
Yeah, okay.
Like, worldwide. If you've got that picture next to you on Facebook Messenger, good morning!
Good morning.
And no, I'm not going to ask you how you are, because
George, what are you bragging about for people who have just tuned in now?
Well, it's not my suntan, is it?
All right, pasty.
Casper here's had some good news.
And get to it. What are you bragging about? Hang on.
You know the Oscars of radio?
Oh, will those be the New York Radio Awards?
That's right.
Oh, yeah. What's the news about them?
Got a shortlist.
Oh, really?
A nomination, if you will.
And who's got that? Is it somebody from the region? Is it? Because that's got to be great news.
Only nomination for the country, actually. Funny you should mention
for
it.
For Oman?
For this country.
What about the GCC? Any nominations there?
No.
Wow, so just this country. Oh, my God. They must be really, really happy. Who's that, then?
Yes!
How long can we milk this for?
Podcast.
Hello, good morning from us.
Good morning.
We're here.
I have some, not nightmares so much, but fears that I've had all my life. Like,
okay.
Fire, things like that.
Oh, hang
and I've
on.
Never had any incidents, but I'm genuinely really, really paranoid about fire.
Well, I think everybody is, aren't they?
Yeah,
everybody?
I check the cooker a lot.
Why?
I've got a new fear now.
Hang on, to make sure it's off?
Yeah, off all on the cooker, off on the wall.
Everywhere.
Make sure that, you know, the pixies haven't come in and switched it back on.
That does happen, doesn't it?
I've now got a new fear about something I don't even own.
Okay, right.
I don't think I can ever own one of these now.
And now, George's fear, number 9,245.
Probably I'd have no business buying one of these anyway,
come
but
on,
a chainsaw. I never want a chainsaw around me again.
God.
Why? Because they've had to recall over 1 million of them.
Why is that? The chain's coming off?
What's the worst thing that could happen with a chainsaw?
It just goes crazy and the little trigger doesn't work and you can't switch it off. It stays on. The chainsaw stays on.
The chainsaw stays on.
Oh, right.
It runs even after you turned it off.
Brilliant.
Can you imagine that? It would feel like the birds.
Hey, all you got to do is turn the aircon on, drown it out.
Get up. Time to do it. Let's go. Robin Banks and George Ryland. Get on up.
Oh, look who's just walked in. It's Jishnu Ram is just here.
Woo!
Jishnu Ram is here.
This is important.
Jishnu, come up to the microphone. Jishnu, can you... Oh, hang on one second.
Okay, what's your good news?
Oh, what's our good news?
Funny you should ask.
Oh, really? Our good news. Do you want to tell Jish?
Have you heard of the New York Festival's World's Best Radio Programs?
No, I didn't.
Ray on the news referred to it as the Oscars for radio.
Yeah, global Oscars. For radio.
Big awards these
big
Jish.
Awards. Yeah.
Biggest in radio land.
Okay.
And because you asked, Jish, because you asked...
We weren't going to say anything.
No, we were going to keep quiet. But...
Guess who's been nominated?
Guess.
Who?
What?
Us.
That's cool.
Yes, it is.
You don't believe it. I will show him.
He doesn't believe it. I woke up this morning. Robin Banks and George Ryland. Wake up. Hi. FM. Good morning to you.
Morning.
This is Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Hello.
First Lady Melania Trump underwent kidney surgery recently.
She did.
Yeah. It was nothing serious.
Benign.
But she's expected to be there for the rest of this week. Now, the doctor did tell her that she would be home the next day. And when she heard this, she said, oh, wait, now my chest hurts too.
Take the other kidney.
Please. I don't want to go home.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
Other stations would want to give you their best bits, but not us. Because we don't have any.
This is High FM, Banks and Ryland.
Hi, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Yeah.
We got a challenge here from Kanye West.
Oh, I thought it was advice from Kanye.
Well, it's Kanye's How to Live Your Life.
Oh, advice. Right, okay. So a challenge that Kanye is setting us up and he's going, you can't do this.
Oh, no, he's saying you can do this.
Well, brilliant.
This is the thing to do.
Positive.
So this was the tweet.
Yeah.
I've got a new challenge for everyone today. Pick somebody that you had an argument with that you think you hate. Maybe even someone you haven't spoken to in years, and contact that person and tell them, I love you. Someone on Twitter has tried this.
Okay.
So their message reads, I love you.
Yeah.
The message they got back, you haven't talked to me in months. This is confusing. Yeah. I don't understand.
No.
Honestly, beep. I don't wish death upon anyone, but you aren't human.
Oh, no.
Kanye is always right, so definitely do this.
I just need to call somebody.
This is a weird ringtone. Who is it?
Just off the back of that story, I need to tell somebody that I love them.
Hello, Merge.
I just want to say I love you.
Oh, bless.
All right.
Thank you very much.
All right, that's it.
Oh, you didn't get it back there.
I didn't get it back, did I? Bye, Tom.
Good morning.
Good morning. Who's that?
Haiyan.
Haiyan's on the phone. All right, Haiyan, how are you today?
I'm doing well.
All right, what you got?
Actually, I think I prefer death than telling the person I'm hating him that I love you.
No.
I'm with you.
Dude, I'm with you.
No. Kanye's robbed this once.
No, listen. Listen, I had
no
to...
No chance.
And can I just...
I don't want to die.
Just that last bit on that phone call, you know, I don't hate that person.
But how do you feel that the love wasn't reciprocated?
I don't mind. I've done the right
thing.
It's
going to hurt a bit.
Hi, Anne, I've done the right thing. George, I've done the right thing.
But I won't.
Hi, Anne. I like you.
Thanks for calling, dude. See you later. Bye bye.
Thank you. Bye bye.
Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Good morning, everybody.
Oh, look. Oh, hang on. I'm going to stuck outside. Ibrahim's here.
Ramadan Mubarak.
Ramadan Mubarak to you, sir.
Oh, Ramadan Mubarak. How are you?
Yeah, we're brilliant. We're fine this morning. Really good this morning.
Really good this morning.
This is Ibrahim from Hala FM. Is Kozai going to be in today or is it just you?
No, just me.
Do you know something? I'm glad it's just you.
We didn't want to say anything before, but...
That Kozai guy I think he's a bit nuts, right? He's a bit crazy. So, are you well?
Yeah, alhamdulillah.
Okay, that's good.
I'm fine. How are you?
Oh, how are we? Funny you should ask that, Ibrahim, because we're actually in a really good mood today.
Really good mood.
Yeah, really good mood.
Good. Alhamdulillah.
Yeah. Are you not going to, you know, ask us why?
No.
Bit harsh. Oh, hang on. Sorry. I just moved my laptop around by mistake there.
Oh, did you? So Ibrahim can read it. Ibrahim's now reading George's laptop.
Congratulations.
We've been nominated for a global award, Ibrahim. A New York Radio Award.
Mashallah.
Us here at High FM. We're putting Oman on the map.
Hmm.
That's the reaction I wanted.
He doesn't seem too impressed with that.
It's great.
It's great. It is. It's Ibrahim from Hala. There he is. Hala FM.
Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Hi. podcast. Get the latest podcast at highfmradio.com.
This is High FM. Do you want to do good news first, or do you want to do your Pinterest story?
Let's do good news.
You want to do good news? Okay, we've got some good news.
Who likes good news?
Good news, everyone.
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 The good news is, start reading.
Right, here's a guy, George, who knows how to go out on a high note. This 93-year-old guy, his name's Ben, and he was out golfing last month. Yeah, he was even out there swinging at 93.
Fair play, Ben.
I'd be happy if I could stand up at 93. And on the third hole of the day, he got his very first hole-in-one ever.
Oh, that's nice.
He's been playing golf since he was 28, so that's 65 years.
Oof.
But he'd never had one before. And it wasn't a super short hole or anything. It was completely legit. It was 153-yard par 3 over a pond.
Sounds good.
And he had to use his 5-wood to get there. And he actually got to see it roll across the green and drop in.
Got good eyesight for an old fella.
And then shortly after he got his ace, he stopped. And he decided it was his last game of golf ever.
Yeah, you would, wouldn't you, after that?
He played 3 more holes until his hips started hurting.
He just went, nah.
And at that point, yeah, he went back to the clubhouse and told the club manager that he was done for good. Isn't that good news?
Yeah, go on,
That's
babe.
Lovely. That's good news.
Ain't that news? Ain't that good news?
That's what I got for y'all today.
Should we try the number again?
Yeah!
The number you are calling is out of reach.
No.
Where is out of reach? Where do people go when they're out of reach?
Did you just do that to me so you could use that gag? That's hilarious.
How was that a gag? It was just a...
Where's out of reach? Where is that? Is there a place called out of reach?
Oh, no, but I meant like literally, like how far out of Muscat do you have to go to be out of reach? It's never happened to me.
Maybe it has, but you didn't know.
No, I'll just never go anywhere. Right.
What?
There's a Pinterest trend that okay. I am interested in. This doesn't happen very often because most stuff on Pinterest, it looks complicated and crafty.
Whenever I've seen something on Pinterest, I've needed to have a Pinterest account to get into it. So it comes up with the pictures.
Yeah, and then it comes up that overlay that you can't see.
And I'm like, but I really want to see that. And it wants me to log in to my Pinterest account.
See, I've got one, but
have you?
I can't even be bothered to log in.
But Pinterest is a bit girly, isn't it?
Well, it's quite handy if you're doing something to get ideas.
Or like knitting.
No, but like, for my sister's hen do, I got loads of ideas.
Did you?
Because you just steal other people's.
Oh, okay.
Basically, an idea stealing site.
And that's what Pinterest is?
Yeah.
Okay.
But like when you get the cakes and things, you say, oh, I'm not going to make that myself. That's too difficult.
Right.
And it's going to be easier and cheaper to buy the thing. But this I quite fancy. I just don't know how it's going to work practically.
Okay.
So loads of people are pinning this now. It's very popular.
Is that what you call it? Pinning it?
Yes. It's putting eucalyptus around your shower head.
Okay, right.
Apparently it's very energising in the morning.
That's nice.
It's like being at a spa.
Oh, right, okay.
So what you want to do is literally, if this was your shower head.
Right, the microphone, right,
yeah,
okay.
You hang it around so it comes down here. So it's not in the stream of the water.
Oh, right.
It's just there against the wall kind of thing.
Yeah, so the eucalyptus aura, the aroma of the eucalyptus.
Yeah.
Gets energised with the heat of the water.
Yeah, and obviously it looks
Hello.
Really pretty on Pinterest. It looks you've got a bouquet around your shower head.
That's not what I was thinking.
It's not going to work like that for me, is it?
It's
but
not.
Also, you need to change that up for the evening, because that's not going to work for you in the evening. You need lavender then.
Lavender in the evening,
a couple of times a day now, you're going to have to change your showerhead bouquet.
Is there anyone listening now that is actually taking notes of this, going, oh, that's a good idea, George?
I'll have the butler do it. Get up,
baby, dance to the rhythm of the music. Robin Banks.
What? Shut the front door.
George Ryland.
You shut up.
This is Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Morning.
Did you read about this Russian woman? She's 128 years old.
The miserable one.
The miserable one,
yes.
Yeah. She told reporters she is completely unhappy and that being alive is a punishment.
Yeah. Never had a happy day in her life, wasn't it?
Although, to be fair, when she was interviewed, the radio in the background of her room was playing Merge at the time.
Oh, well then.
Exactly.
This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
Get up!
Thank you very much for all your messages. There's piles of messages congratulating us. This sorry excuse for a radio show has just been nominated internationally nominated for the Global New York Radio Awards.
Or as Ray from the news says, the Oscars of radio.
Which has been in the news. How crazy is that? So thank you very much. There is one message that I've just received.
I've got one as well from Uncle Nuno.
From Uncle Nuno's sending in a message. That's nice. Uncle Nuno from Park Inn.
He wants to have a party for us.
Of course he does.
He says if you need any votes, count on the entire Park Inn. It's not something you can vote for, but thank you so much.
It is. This is not a voting thing. This is not like you can go on your social media and go, can you please vote for me?
Yeah, this is nothing an X like factor. Sadly.
I've got an audio message here.
Okay, cool. Who from?
And it's from my daughter.
Oh!
Let me play this.
Daddy, congratulations, Daddy and George.
Congratulations to us.
Daddy?
Yeah?
Can I take my skate shoes to New York?
Can I take my skate shoes to New York? Right? She hasn't even got them yet. However, there's some more audio. She's asking you a question as well in this.
Okay.
George?
Yes?
Can I sit next to you on the flight?
She wants to sit next to you on the flight.
There is nothing I would love more.
How cool is that?
Especially because Ali's paying for the flights with your credit card.
Follow us on Instagram. I will follow you. Ooh, ooh. At Hi FM Radio. You know, because it would be totally cool if you were.
This is Hi FM. People are still talking about the whole Yanni Laurel thing.
Laurel.
That viral thing that's going around.
Ugh.
There is another word. And I have it here, and apparently this word sounds like something completely different.
Okay.
So I'm going to play you the word, and you tell me what you hear.
Delicious.
Right, what do you hear?
Delicious.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Delicious.
Because?
Delicious.
There's a lot of people who are hearing the word battalion with that.
Battalion.
Battalion.
Often to be confused with delicious.
Let me slow that down, because remember last week when we slowed down the Laurel word?
Yep.
And what happened? It kind of did when we messed with it.
You could kind of see how both of them were in there a bit.
You heard Yanni.
Yes.
Yeah.
Then okay. I can hear it a bit.
Right, so let me slow down this word. And you heard?
Delicious.
Delicious.
Delicious. Delicious.
Are you still hearing delicious?
Yes.
Okay, let me slow it down even more.
Battalion.
Now I can hear it.
Battalion.
So you can hear it now.
You can hear how that's happened.
Yeah.
Battalion.
It's like we're hearing battalion. Pitches or something.
It's like it's been messed around with. Now I'm going to speed it up.
Okay.
Now I'm going to speed it up, and let's see if you listening can hear anything different. Okay, here we go.
Wow. We just got everyone out there to fall for that.
Get on with your day, you idiot.
Smashed it.
Robin Banks and George Ryland podcast.
This is Hi FM. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
You know, I like a burglary story.
I love your burglary stories because it's always a dumb criminal.
This one's a bit different, though.
Oh, okay. This is coming out of left field.
Yeah, this is in Michigan in the States.
Right.
There was an attempted violent robbery.
Right, okay.
Gerard was just walking along with his bag.
He's minding his own business.
Yeah, he's worked hard for this bag. It's a Louis Vuitton. This is
hello.
His pride and joy.
Was it a man bag?
It's a man bag. It's a merce. It's his merce and he wants it.
Right.
So this guy tries to rob him.
Oh, no.
And he says, no.
No.
This is my bag. I worked hard for this bag.
Yeah.
This is my man bag. The guy shot at him twice.
With a gun?
With a gun.
No.
Still, no, this is my bag.
Just give him the bag.
He shot at him again.
Here, have the bag.
Time.
Have my PIN number.
No. Gerard says
idiot.
He has no regrets about refusing to hand over his bag. The quote is, this is amazing.
Yeah.
I got my bag. He can pry it out of my cold,
dead hands.
Which he very nearly
he
did.
He did, didn't he?
Like, I admire him in one way because that is his bag.
Give him the bag.
But give him the bag.
Weekday mornings when you wake up. Yeah, we're sorry. Robin Banks and George Ryland. Wake up, get up. It's a brand new day. This is the worst of the Hi FM morning show. Hi FM.
Morning. Banks here and Ryland's over there.
Morning.
We've just been talking about one thing. So sorry about that if you've been listening for a while.
Lot of weather this morning.
But we have been nominated for a global radio award. And it's the first time this radio station or any radio station in Oman has ever been globally recognised.
And we're kind of excited.
Yeah, and I sent a message to Ehab. And I sent him a WhatsApp message.
To the boss.
Because he obviously hasn't heard. I don't think he's listening. He would have, if he's heard on the radio, he would have got in touch.
Has he read your message?
He's not read it yet. There's still just one grey tick.
Be so bad if you blue ticked your that.
I know,
dude,
right?
Dude.
So I don't know. Are we going to... I mean, we have to go to New York in June. Because we've been nominated. We're representing High FM. We're representing the Sultanate.
Represent!
OHI have got to fly us there.
This is a bold move, Banks, but this, I'm behind you.
I mean, it's got to. They've got to do this.
Yeah.
So if you know Ehab, if you've got his number...
Just send him a little message.
Just send him a little message and let him know. So when he turns his phone on, he might be on a flight. He takes a lot of flights, that dude.
He does.
So when he lands at Muscat... Bang,
he's got enough air miles for us. Otherwise, we're going to have to crowdfund this.
Yeah. Do you know something? Send him a message saying, I hear Robin and George are off to America. How do you feel? If you can send him that message, that'll freak him out or make him hilariously happy. Waking
up. Good morning. Robin Banks and George Ryland.
It's High FM. So let's get into President Trump's head. His wife is in hospital. She's been in hospital for a few days. And then she's home, right? She comes home.
I'm Trump at this point,
yeah,
okay?
Yeah.
And have I noticed?
You have noticed, yeah.
She's been away.
Because you've got people that tell you.
Oh, right, okay. Right? So it's been pointed out to me.
Yeah, it's been pointed
that
out.
That woman, she's not here. Now she is here.
The woman that sleeps in the separate bedroom, she's not here anymore.
Yeah, I mean, it's a big place.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
What do you do to welcome her home? You've got to look good.
Why is it my problem?
What do you do? Well, that's what you think of first, and then somebody
I
says...
I always look good. How dare you?
No, no, President Trump. No, you've got to do something. So you're not there at the time.
I'll tweet.
Yes, exactly.
About Julie.
About Melanie.
Julie.
He accidentally called her Melanie.
Melanie.
On Twitter.
His own wife.
It's great to have our incredible First Lady back home in the White House. Melanie is feeling and doing really well. Now, it was probably an autocorrect mistake, which we've all done before, right?
Sure, there's definitely not an actual Melanie.
And Trump, like everyone on Twitter, clearly doesn't proofread his tweets before he sends them out. But still, he's got a knack for making some really funny Twitter goofs.
That's a very, very generous way to put it, isn't it?
Isn't it? It really didn't bother Melania. In fact, she's got her lawyer looking into whether it somehow invalidates her marriage. Maybe. Please.
Oh, get up, get up. Don't hit snooze anymore.
Robin Banks.
Look at me, I'm a big fat slob.
George Ryland.
And she is some lady, that I can tell you.
Get up. High FM.
High FM is the radio station. My name's Robin Banks, and George Ryland is over there. Right, this is coming up.
Oh, is that the audio thing?
Yeah, that's the audio thing, which is on the way. Just let me play this one more time. Don't say what you think that you heard.
Yes.
Right.
So you need a haircut soon.
Yes, I do. I'm going to go down and get one today.
Have you ever had one you didn't like?
Yeah.
What do you do?
Nothing. I'm a man. I don't do anything.
You just say thank you, pay your money and you leave.
Yeah, and I leave a tip as well.
That's not a gender thing. That's an everyone thing. I don't know anyone that's complained. Unless really bad stuff has happened, like it fell out or
right,
went blue and you didn't want it to.
No, I didn't say a number one.
But in general, you just pay and leave.
Yeah.
You go, thank you.
Thank you very much.
I've cried before and gone to other hairdressers when it's been really bad.
Oh, wow.
Should we complain, though?
You should complain.
No, you shouldn't, because this is what happens.
Okay.
A customer complained to a barber in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
He didn't like his haircut.
Right.
And he didn't want to pay for it.
Oh, okay.
The barber threw him through the window.
That's why.
Right?
Don't ever complain for your haircut.
Risk of being hospitalised.
Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Come on. Podcast.
This is High FM. This is Robin Banks, George Ryland.
Morning.
This is going to mess with your mind.
Ugh.
Now, the Yanny and Laurel thing is just so May 16th. I have a new audio illusion that's floating around the internet that's going to mess with your mind even more. Now, in this clip, a little toy lights up and says either one word or another word.
Right.
The guy who made the clip says that you can influence which one you hear by which word you think about.
Or by not listening at all.
Now, I'm going to play you the audio. You tell me what you hear, okay? What do you hear?
Yeah, one more time.
Okay.
Sounds like a robot dying, but maybe needle?
It's either green needle or brainstorm.
Right.
Right, so think of Green Needle.
Yeah.
Right, you're hearing Green Needle, yeah? Green Needle.
Right, yes.
Think of Brainstorm.
Okay.
Right, think of the word Brainstorm. Are you hearing Brainstorm?
No.
I tried this last night and I heard Brainstorm when I thought of Brainstorm.
No.
You're still hearing Green Needle?
Yeah, and how many robots had to die?
This really works. Basically, the same way that the Yanny Laurel one does, which is different words emphasising different frequencies.
Not on me.
But if you're wondering which is correct, the toy is officially saying Brainstorm.
What kind of a toy is it?
I woke up. This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, good morning.
Good morning to you. How's it going? You're right. Yeah, yeah, we're okay. We're good. What about you?
Actually, when you said Green Needle, I heard it as well.
Yeah.
And when you said Brainstorm, I heard that
as
well.
You heard that as well, all right? A lot of people are getting in touch going, you're winding us up as two different bits of audio.
Oh, no, it's perfect.
I swear to you, right? This is this new thing that's going around. There's one bit of audio, and if you think of Green Needle, you hear Green Needle. But if you think of Brainstorm, you hear Brainstorm. Right, let me play this for you if you just tuned in one more time, right? So this is just one bit of audio, right? What are you hearing?
That's Brainstorm.
That's Brainstorm you're hearing. I'm hearing Green Needle.
Oh, boy.
What are you hearing, George?
I don't change. It's always Green Needle.
Green Needle, right? So think of Green Needle now. Green Needle, Green Needle, Green Needle, right? Think of that, okay? Here we go. What are you hearing now?
Yeah. When you think of that, it does come.
It turns into Green Needle, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It works. Right.
You're very susceptible. You shouldn't get hypnotised. Yeah. Just saying.
Come in here. We'll look after you. All right, dude, thanks for calling. Goodbye.
You're welcome. Bye.
Weekday mornings when you wake up. Yeah, we're sorry.
Robin Banks and George Ryland. Wake up, kid.
It's a brand new day. This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
High FM.
Okay, picture the scene. Try and imagine the situation. A friend of yours rings you up and says that something's happened. They're going through a bad time and they need a place to stay.
Wish I could help. One-bedroom studio flat.
But they've been to your place and no, you haven't got a one-bedroom studio flat.
They know I've got a spare room.
Yeah, they know.
A massive lounge.
Yes. With a big sofa. Oh. They've sat on it the week before.
Oh, okay.
And this bad thing has happened during the week. What would you do?
Well, of course I can come and stay then because I've got no choice.
Okay, but how long for?
Well...
Oh, if you could only see the faces that George is pulling now.
I know exactly what I'd do.
Yeah.
Is I wouldn't put a limit on it. I'd say, come and stay long as you like. Which in my head is, sort it out within the week. This has happened to a friend of mine at home.
Yeah, right.
It's 3 months down the line now.
Wow.
No rent has been paid.
And you do say that, don't you? Listen, as long as you're okay, you can stay as long as you want.
I don't mean it.
According to this, 6% of people said they wouldn't be prepared to let them stay at all.
That's a lie, it's way higher.
Another 14% said they weren't sure. And here's what the rest said, alright? 13% would let a friend stay for one or two nights. What? No, right. So this is a major hassle.
That's a bit tight.
22% said up to a week. That was the most popular answer. 12% 2 weeks. 14% said a month. 5% said up to 3 months. 3% said up to 6 months. And 1% said up to a year.
So how many people just went, just have the house, I'm moving out.
So if you've got more than 10 close friends and you want to save on rent, one of them might let you crash on their couch forever.
Do you know what sprung to my mind?
What?
If you've got more than 10 friends, cut a few off.
Weekday morning.
Get on up. Wake up with Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Turn it up.
Oman's
higher.
Good morning. This is Robin Banks and George Ryland's over there.
Morning.
I thought maybe we should start by doing a paper review. Do you want to do a paper review? Should we do that? Paper review of the Muscat Daily.
What have you found
anything.
Want to do this?
I've not found anything at all in the Muscat Daily at all. So I'm just starting on page one, obviously. Motorist urged to drive safely in Ramadan. Yes. And
nice picture of the royal couple.
Yeah, Harry, Meghan, marry in star-studded ceremony. I didn't see any of that yesterday. There's an advert at the bottom there of page one. Let's turn over to page two, shall we? what's up? What have you found?
What are you like? I knew there'd be something in it.
Oh, hello. Who's that?
It's a story about us. Yay! We've been nominated for a New York Radio Award. I mean, I don't know how. But we have, thank you very much to our correspondent in Muscat for writing a little story about us.
It's just on, an FYI, I don't always do that on my chin. I'm not quite sure what happened there.
I just noticed that now.
You only just noticed that?
Yeah.
We've been using that picture for ages.
And me looking really moody.
Really moody.
Why am I doing that? Why am I looking really moody like
that? I think it's because we've been stood for so long taking pictures.
It's like, come
and
on.
The guy that was taking the pictures was sitting down.
And that is your paper review this morning.
Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Wow, these guys are definitely something special.